Good morning. Coming up on 909 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with John Vest from the Coffeeville Amateur Radio Club. Morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Yeah, how you doing?
Got to see you a couple times this weekend here, Friday and Saturday down in Claremore. We had a great ham fest.
Oh, it was incredible. A lot of people there, a lot of vendors, a lot of radios.
Lot of radios, and of course you won another one because you have a streak, as if people don't know. I mean, it seemed like you win one every year.
I haven't done it every year, but close.
Oh man, how long have you been going down to Claremont? They've had the ham fest a little while.
About 20 years.
Okay, nice. Well, very good. Well, how do you think it's compared with previous years?
This one was actually, I think, one of the better years. All the tables were sold out this year, where last year there was quite a few empty tables still, but this year they were all sold out, and I mean, there was stuff everywhere.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, in a lot of great attendance, I thought, you know. There were some times where, you know, those aisles got pretty busy Saturday mid-morning. It was really good to see him.
Yeah, and there's another ham fest coming up in June over in Springfield, Missouri, and it's usually a pretty good one too. And even if you're not interested in radios, there's also all sorts of other stuff there too. I mean, they have people with computers, they have people with different types of crafts and arts and stuff like that. So I mean, it's not just for ham radios. It's for everything.
There was actually a ham who painted some really beautiful, like almost Bob Ross kind of, he was using acrylics, but you know, he enjoyed the painting and also getting the ham stuff. So he had both those things there. So there was some really, really neat stuff. Something for everyone. And the stuff you buy, I mean, I still bought stuff. You know, we could use at work here. I bought a car radio there that, you know, I put in my car. So there's all sorts of stuff. You know, if you have any interest in electronics, you know, there's something for everyone at a ham fest. So people are always confused. They're like, yeah, what ham fest? What? I did see a guy eating a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
So that counted. But yeah, yep. There's usually no ham, but they had food and everything. So that's good.
Yep. And I bought a all-in-one computer down there too, and I mean, it was a heck of a deal I got on it. I mean, real good deal on it.
Yeah, so it's always good, and we had a great showing from the Independence and Coffeeville clubs. I mean, there was lots of folks from Southeast Kansas who went down there, and it was a really fun time.
Yes, great. And they had lots of prizes down there. Lots of them.
Oh, they did. So we tried our best to win. I never win these raffles, but hey, you know, John taking one for the team there.
Yeah.
Getting his new radio programmed and everything. So since you're here, we do have a meeting coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock down here on 9th Street at the Reawakening building. And everybody's invited to attend, whether you're a ham or not, and we are probably going to be giving a test tomorrow night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to try and take the test, you can, or if you want to learn more about it, or you want to just come and socialize, we are more than happy to have you there.
Absolutely. So yeah, come on by, stop by, just to get the meeting kind of started up at 7. So it's going to be a good time, so come one, come all to that. And if you're looking at getting into ham radio, you know, this is a great event. Just to be able to get some questions answered, you know, we're all about that. Hams are always, you know, generous in giving of their time and some, you know, loaning of equipment and that sort of thing and passing it forward. So we have to thank Jacob. He's letting me use he upgraded his fiberglass antenna there. And so I've got, so it's got like 7 dB gain. It's a great antenna. So I'm able to hit now the repeater there in Bartlett, and a pretty wide area to be able to hit with that new antenna. So I'm having a lot of fun, and I just got a new radio there at the Ham Fest as well. So I'm all in business here. So I got a lot of good stuff there, and continuing to grow the radio collection, because that's what it's all about. So It's and two, as we get into severe weather season and that sort of thing, this is another thing. And I know Jacob and others are working on kind of getting some more work done on maybe putting together Skywarn and that sort of thing here between Montgomery and Labette counties, so that we're even more prepared as we get into severe weather. So we're always needing more people who are interested in weather and storm spotting, because even in the tornadoes we had in Little Rock, I saw those tornado reports. The first ones we got in were via ham radio.
Yes, they were. And down there, most of your storm spotters are ham radio operators. And we are trying to get back into being able to be more involved with storm spotting here in Montgomery County and Labette County, here in Kansas. And as you said, storm season is upon us.
It is.
And in fact, this afternoon we have the chance of a severe storm. So.
Yep. So something could little pop up, shower, that sort of thing. So we are, we have that kind of keeping an eye out. And it's one of those things where, sometimes things can just pop up out of nowhere. So we definitely just want to be weather aware this afternoon, and if anything does pop up, of course, we'll let you know on that. But yeah, that is one of those things about living in this part of the country. I think the National Weather Service said per capita, Kansas has more severe weather than any other state, per capita, that is.
Yep.
So it is something that we definitely want to keep an eye out for. But hey, John, we're not too far away. I know it's April, and we have Field Day coming up here in just a couple of months.
Yes, in last weekend in June, and we're not sure exactly what we're going to do on Field Day yet, but I believe we're probably going to end up having it here in Coffeyville, and it is a time that you can come up and you can talk on the radio, make contacts without even having a license. We'll have a radio sitting there for anybody that wants to just get on and try it out and see what they think of it, and maybe get more people interested in it. And we will be making contacts by emergency power. We won't even be hooked up to 110 or anything. We'll be hooked up just to car batteries, things like that. And it's an exercise that we do every year to find out how ready we are for any disaster of any type. And it's kind of interesting. We have a certain amount of time to set up, and then we have a certain amount of time to do contacts. And it's a really an interesting time.
Yeah, so of course we'll be telling you more about that as we get a little bit closer, but that's going to be an exciting time. I'm looking forward to it. Field Day is always a lot of fun, and we'll have some more specifics. So that may be one of the topics that we brush on at the meeting coming up tomorrow. And excited that we've got some more hams, working on testing, getting some more hams in the area. So that's another thing. If you've ever been interested in it, maybe, you've had a parent who is involved in ham radio and you're thinking about it, or you just have a general interest in technology, radios, computers, that sort of thing. This can definitely be a neat avenue for you to explore. And, I was just, John, reading a article about how to do a moon bounce on a lower power operation. And, people say moon bounce. Well, you can actually bounce a signal off the moon, which is very crazy.
And you can also, at times, talk to the ISS, the International Space Station. There is a ham radio operator on that every mission.
Yeah, I think they're actually all but one, or maybe all of them this time, are licensed.
Yes. And it's kind of interesting, because we have made a contact here in Coffeyville at at one of our field days with the ISS, and it's really weird being able to talk to someone that's in the middle of space.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that is a really, really unique opportunity. So the sky really is the limit with ham radio. There's so much you can do. We look forward to anyone and everyone being able to make it out here to the meeting. And you can take a look at, John will have his prize-winning radio there, so you can see that. But yeah, we also have the website, of course, coffeevillearc.org. And that does have the meeting time and location, so you don't have to worry about trying to write it down. But, John, if people are interested in getting a hold of you, how can they do that?
They can call me or text me, either one, on the phone at 620-515-0097. And I answer that 24 hours a day.
He pretty much does. It's a full-service information station here. So, well, very good, John. I appreciate you coming on, as always. And a wonderful weekend, a very radioactive weekend. That's always good. And I look forward to seeing you and everyone who wants to come out to the meeting tomorrow. 7 o'clock, Coffeeville Reawakening. There's plenty of parking right there in the big lot behind the building there.
Yep.
So you can park either on the street on 9th or come in the back way. There is the door and everything. And, heck, the sun's setting so late, it'll be light by the by the time people start and end, maybe. So that's good.
And I'd really like to thank KGGF for allowing us to be on the air and promoting ham radio again. It's a great deal.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, we love saluting the volunteers in our community. I mean, we've got so many great ones. And, you know, this is a hobby that provides, you know, a lot of personal satisfaction for me. But, you know, it's also a very important one just from a public service standpoint.
Yes.
We've got a growing number of even our volunteer firefighters in the area and police officers and that sort of thing who are getting their licenses. Because in an emergency, any sort of communication is valuable. And we do take it for granted a lot that, you know, police radios are always going to work. But that's one of those things where, you know, if that system goes down, you're going to have to get a tech out to work on it. And it could be a while before that gets up, especially in an emergency situation. So, you know, the more folks in law enforcement and firefighting that we can get licensed, you know, that gives them another avenue to be able to communicate.
And it makes our community safer.
Yes.
In the long run.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're listening out there and you are involved in public service, you know, this can be another tool in your tool belt that you can use in an emergency. So we're all about, you know, getting more people licensed out there. So coffeevillearc.org for more information. And, John, I'm so glad that you took the time to come by and talk to us today.
Like I said, I really do appreciate KGGF for having us on the air now. So.
Hey, well, thank you, sir. Glad to do it.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow, and okay. We'll see you again then.
You have a good day.
All right. John Best of the Coffeeville Amateur Radio Club. Appreciate him coming on. We're going to get started with Open Line here in just a few minutes.